Okay, Chevra. So if you remember, last time we learned, or this entire semester so far, we've been discussing which items you can only say in Lashon HaKodesh, which items you could say in Kol Lashon. And last time we learned, we saw a tremendous chiddush of the Bir Halacha, that he had a diyuk from a Gemara and a Ritva in Kedushin that taught us a tremendous halacha, a very new mechudash din. What was that halacha that the Bir Halacha derived? Anyone remember? The Bir Halacha in Siman Samach Beis taught us a novel concept which he derives from a Gemara in Kedushin about HaOmer Harufasi B'Yehuda. Right, so what was that novel idea that the Bir Halacha derived? And we point out this is the question that Rav Yitzchak Kuttner went to the Chafetz Chaim. Yes, Ms. Sarah.
He says you have to say it in the language of the Medina.
Nachon. Right? In other words, I can only say something b'chol lashon if that is the language that's spoken in that country. No? If the language is not spoken in that country, even though I understand the language, the person I'm speaking to understands the language, it doesn't matter, because French is only a language in France. French is not a language for Etzem. French is a language based on agreement of people, and only the people in France agree that French is a language. So in America, you can't say it in French. So Rav Yitzchak Kuttner had another kasha on this, based on the Gemara that we're learning right now. Parshas Sota is Ne'emar B'chol Lashon. No? That's in our Mishnah. You could say the Parsha of Sota in any language. Well, where is the Sota process? Where does it take place, ladies?
In the
Beis HaMikdash.
So the language of the Medina
is Hebrew. So how could I say Parsha Sota in Portuguese, even if she's from Brazil, or whatever it is, and she speaks Portuguese, but still, how can you say it, B'chol Lashon, if the area is the Beis HaMikdash? And Rav Yitzchak Kuttner asks this kasha, and he works very hard on this kasha, Aval ani lo mevin et ha-kushya klal ve'ikar. Ich fashteinish dem kasha. Why not?
Because you want to hold a Bir Halacha.
Okay, so maybe we don't sound like the Bir Halacha. And as Rav Futner goes in that direction, maybe we don't sound like the Bir Halacha based on this kasha. He tries to far infer it, but who works in the Beis HaMikdash? Kohanim. Okay, who else? Who sits in the Beis HaMikdash?
The Sanhedrin.
The Sanhedrin. And what is one of the requirements of the Sanhedrin? They have to know all the languages, no? They have to be, right? Remember, Sanhedrin is not allowed to hear Mipi HaMeturgeman, no? The halacha is that they have to hear the Eidus directly, they can't have a translator, and perhaps for that reason, Sanhedrin has to know all the 70 Lashonos in the world. Well, if that's the case, so I would argue that since the location of the Sanhedrin has to be in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Lishkas HaGozes, which is Chetzio BaKodesh, Chetzio BaChol, etc. No? So Memela, the Beis HaMikdash is an area where it's like an international language zone. No? I think that's what Trump came out with. Jerusalem is, no, Jerusalem belongs to Israel. That was his maskana. Okay, but the Beis HaMikdash is not a zone of any particular language, because the Beis HaMikdash is an area of all Shivim Lashonos. Again, this is something that just came to me a few minutes ago, but I'm saying it over because I actually like it. Okay, Chevra? Let's go weiter. Pasha Sota Min Alon. Lamed Beis Amed Beis. How do you know that Pasha Sota is said B'chol Lashon? So what is the Gemara answer? Anyone? How do you know Parshas Sota said B'chol Lashon? Read the Gemara. In the Gemara writes, "V'amar haKohen laIsha B'chol Lashon shehu Omer." No. Now, how does Rashi have this Gemara? Rashi has the Gemara a little differently than the Gemara has the Gemara. Right? Whenever Rashi has Hey Gimel, that means Hachi Garsinan. That means that Rashi is sensitive that there was a different Girsa, and he has a Girsa that is different than the Girsa he was aware of. That's what's going on over here. The Girsa and the Gemara is that I learned from the Pasuk, the Amar HaKohen La'isha. But Rashi's Girsa is
the
what?
Girsa of the Pasuk? The Pasuk says
they are disagreeing about which Pasuk I learn it from.
Okay.
Our Gemara learns it from the Pasuk, the Amar HaKohen La'isha. And Rashi has it from the Pasuk of the Amar El HaIsha. And Zakt Rashi, El HaIsha means B'chol Lashon Shehi Makeret. Or Shoma'at.
Okay.
Right, we have Shoma'at, and the next Rashi has Devarim HaNichnasim B'liba Shetehi Makeret B'Lashon. Right, in other words, what's the difference? How would you summarize Rashi versus our Gemara? It's something that we discussed already in our youth last week.
Is it about, like, she has to understand it as an interpersonal mitzvah?
So Rashi says it's got to be that she understands it. Ve'amar el ha'isha, you have to speak to her, zidaf fashtein. Right? She has to understand it. But the way we have the girsa in the Gemara, it doesn't say she has to understand. It says, ve'amar ha'kohen la'isha, b'chol lashon shehu omer, any language he speaks, no?
So
meaning,
she doesn't have to understand.
But what's the problem?
Of course she has to understand.
Like, what the heck? Wait. Now, how could you, Parsha Sota, the whole idea is that, like, you're telling her this whole drasha, hey, darling, don't have an affair, bad things happen, blah, 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 right?
Is this a little
mashma
from the Tosot? Because it contradicts what he said, kind of. And the Gemara lo mashma king, is that this?
So Taisus sounds like exactly this point. Nachon.
I guess this point.
But in other words, Tosis has the girsa v'amar hakohen la'isha, any language that he speaks. Taisus has the girsa the way we have the Gemara. Excellent. I was going to say that, right? So Taisus has the Gemara the way we have it. And Tosis therefore says, my hoshtiko Torah, that it's elo nemarim bilashonam, only a language that she understands, that shtiko Torah is contradicted by the first line in the Gemara. Right? Make sense? Okay. Now let's plug Rashi into Rashi. What does Rashi say? In the Mishnah, and then what does Rashi say over here? What's the girsa that Rashi in the Mishnah has?
In the Mishnah, it's like
b'chol lashon. The Mishnah is b'chol lashon, which means any language at all, even if she doesn't understand.
And over here, he's saying that she has to understand it.
So what? Why is Rashi doing that, no? Wouldn't Rashi have been better off without changing the text? Right? When Rashi says hachi garsinan, that means that Rashi is changing the text. Or more likely that Rashi knew that there were two texts of the Gemara, and he is choosing the text that he prefers.
By the first Rashi, when it says b'chol lashon in parentheses.
Okay.
What does that mean?
So the parentheses, we pointed out, it says on the Gemara that Rasha machak zeh, the Maharsha takes it out.
Oh yeah, that's okay.
In the manuscripts of Rashi, it's there. The Maharsha says you can't have it there.
The Maharsha is solving that issue.
Nachon.
Okay.
Right? In other words, according to the Maharsha, everything is consistent. Because Rashi holds he could say stuff bilshonam, in the language that you understand only, like Taisa says. And Rashi has, b'chol lashon shehi
shayma'as. Can I ask a question on the Tosa?
Sure.
So, okay, if Tosa was developing the whole, that, like, bilshonam means that, like, as long, like, they do have to understand.
Nachon.
So then, I'm just... So b'chol lashon shehu omer, who's the person who has to understand it?
Apparently the Kohen has to understand it, but she doesn't have
to understand it.
How's
this Gemara the Lashon? I think
that's exactly what Taisus means. In other words, bilshonam means a language that they understand. B'chol lashon would imply even if you don't understand the language.
Okay.
Right? In other words, it's even more than what you were saying.
It says
b'chol lashon. In this Gemara it says b'chol lashon, any language. Right? Any language at all. And that goes against the way Tosfos set it up on Omer Aleph. So again, so Tosfos, we can answer that Tosfos knew this, and that's why Tosfos has the gears of the way we have it in the Gemara, and that's why Tosfos says that the Gemara is not mashma his perush. According to Rashi, however, that Rashi, the way we have the Rashi, before the Maharsha amended it, right, the way we have the Rashi, Rashi is saying that you could say it in any language, yet Parsha Saita can't be in any language. So Lecha Ora, this is a problem. But I would suggest like this. Maybe Rashi is telling us that Parsha Sota is an exception to the rules in the Mishnah. You see, the Mishnah gives us a whole bunch of cases that you could say in any language. Some of these cases can mamish be in any language. Others of the cases can only be in a language that the person understands. No?
Say that again.
Eilu nemar b'chol lashon. I could say Kriya Shema in Portuguese. I could say Shemayna Esrei in Portuguese. According to Rashi. Any language. Parsha Sota, Rashi says, you can only say in the language that she understands. Based on the Svara that Sarit mentioned 5 minutes ago, what we spoke out from Oda Achronim last time, that it's inconceivable that Parsha Sota could be said in a language that she does not understand. Like, what are you doing? So I would maintain that Rashi has the text, or Rashi has the girsa shehisho ma'at, to tell me only Parshas Sota has to be understood by her. All the other dinim in the Mishnah and Ochanami, you could say it in any language, but only Parshas Sota has to be in a language that she understands. That's why I understand Rashi. Ms. Pearl.
What about Eidos? That's also something that's...
Yeah, so what about Shavuos HaEidos?
Has to be understood.
Yes, that's a good kasha.
Another person.
Right, so what about Shavuos HaEidos? So how does the Gemara learn Shavuos HaEidos can be in any language? The Gemara also has a girsa... B'chol lashon shehi shoma'at. But if you look in Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, 3 lines before the lines get wide. So all those... Rashi has the girsa b'chol lashon, meaning any language, because a lot of these cases are in mamish, any language. But there are some cases which are dafk in a language that is understood by the recipient, right? And we're saying that's Parsha Sota, where the girsa is shehi shoma'at. And we have also Shavuos HaEidos. It says Chol Lashon Shehi Shoma'at. You see that? That's on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, 3 lines before they get wide. Again, I don't know. I'm not sure, but it seems to me that this is a possibility. Ms. Axelrod.
So then, what's the point of the Mishnah?
So I think sometimes the Mishnah says stuff in a language that is not 1,000,000% precise. Because it's all-encompassing. In other words, if I would say bilshonam, that you have to understand it, that would mean that in all the cases of the Mishnah, you mamish have to understand it. Rashi says, no, that's not correct. I have the girsa b'chol lashon, but there are some times that the b'chol lashon, by definition, has to be something that is understood, like Shavuos HaEidos and Sota.
And the same with like Lashon HaKodesh. Sometimes Lashon HaKodesh also
has to be understood. Yeah, so that diuk in the Tosfos is, again, that's the Karen Oris diuk in the Tosfos that we spoke about last time, I think is very powerful. Again, as a matter of halacha, the poskim say that you can say things in Lashon HaKodesh even though you don't understand it, although Tosfos doesn't say like that. But right now I'm not talking of... Oh, I see what you're saying. One second. You're saying Elo Ne'amarim B'Lashon HaKodesh. You're saying, does that sound like Lashon HaKodesh? Whether you that's not clear. It's not clear from the Mishnah. If I say these things are said in Lashon HaKodesh, does that imply, even though you don't understand it? Lav Dafka. Since some of the cases in the Reisha of the Mishnah have to be that she understands, and some of the cases in the Reisha of the Mishnah don't have to be that way. So once I have Elo Ne'amarim B'Lashon HaKodesh, I could go either way. I'm not sure. Okay. Now, is there a din lechatchila that you should say stuff in Hebrew, or do we assume that kol lashon is okay lechatchila? Ab initio. Right? To give understand that there's certain like ways that people translate terms that the translation is more confusing than the right. So if the translation of lechatchila is ab initio, like I understand what lechatchila means a lot better. No, like the translation of tefillin is phylacteries. You know, if you understand what the word phylacteries means, you know what the word tefillin is. Right? It's a really bad translation.
Yeah, I wonder if anyone knows the word phylacteries who doesn't know what tefillin means.
That's a great question. My guess is not.
Or like tabernacle.
So a tabernacle is not as obscure. Like a fancy hut is a tabernacle. But phylacteries is pretty obscure. Ecclesiastes, no? Is there anyone on the planet who knows what Ecclesiastes is and doesn't know what Kohelet is?
Yeah,
it's
like Christian Bible scholars.
Christian Bible scholars.
They also know phylacteries.
Do they? There's no book. There's no book of the Bible called the Book of Phylacteries. I don't know. Okay, but b'kitzur hama'aseh.
No, because they're not studying halacha. And like the word tefillin is never.
This was not intended to generate a genuine conversation. Now, is there a din that l'chatchila I should say stuff in Lashon Kodesh or not?
From a Kabbalistic perspective, yeah.
From a Kabbalistic perspective, when you're davening, should be in Lashon Kodesh because the Nefesh HaChayim, right? That it unlocks all of the great mysteries, right? We spoke about this.
Yeah.
Okay. But pure halacha, not heebie-jeebies. Any...
It depends on the situation.
Let's say she speaks Portuguese. Is there a maila of saying it in Lashon Kodesh over Portuguese? Sarah?
The way we teach our kids in schools today is very much that there is a benefit of saying in Hebrew, not even if, like, and maybe we want to make the argument that in general we're trying to teach our kids Lashon Kodesh, so it's important for us to be exposing them as much as possible, but then learn about, like, adult outreach programs or something like that, where, like, someone's, like, in their 30s or 40s.
So I'll agree with all of that, but I want to know from our Gemara. From our Gemara, is there a maila of Lashon Kodesh over Kol Lashon? So on the Mara Makomos, I gave you a Keren Ora. Did anyone take a look at this Keren Ora?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, that comes up in this Keren Ora, but there's like two lines at the beginning of the Keren Ora where the Keren Ora writes that this issue is a machlokes between the two girsaos in the Gemara. If I have the girsa, the amar hakohen la'isha, b'chol lashon shehu omer, if I have the girsa, the way our Gemara says it, so what that probably means is that l'chatchila, you could say it in any language. Especially if we assume that it's inconceivable to say Parsha Saita in a language that she does not understand. Right? That question that's just absurd, that we've been grappling with the whole time. So Naniach, that's really absurd, that she has to understand. So what does B'chol Lashon mean? So B'chol Lashon means that even L'chatchila, you could say it in a foreign language. That's the way the Girsa we have in our Gemara would come out. However, says the Keren Ora, according to Rashi, El Ha'isha, Va'amar El Ha'isha, any language that she understands, that you need Devarim Ha'nechnosim Beliba, you get the impression that for Rashi, the Chiddush is, I can even say it in a foreign language, providing that she understands. But L'chatchila, says the Keren Ora, according to Rashi, you should say it in Lashon Kodesh if she understands Lashon Kodesh. If you have the Girsa B'chol Lashon, and you accept the question that we said before, the absurdity of saying Parsha Sota in a language that she doesn't understand, right? That question, it's absurd. Which, again, Taisva seems to say, oh, Gemara lo mashma hachi, which means, yeah, maybe the Gemara is entertaining this idea. We'll have to try to defend that in a minute. But let's assume the question. It's mamish absurd. So, of course, she has to understand the Lashon. So, what's the din of b'chol Lashon? Zak the Karen Oira, according to the Girsa that we have in the Gemara, b'chol Lashon means you could say it in any language, even l'chatchila. There is no maila of Lashon Kodesh. There's no halachic advantage of saying it, of saying Parsha Soita in Hebrew.
So even if she understands Lashon Kodesh, she could still say it in a different language.
Nachon, according to the way we have the Girsa. But according to Rashi's Girsa, says the Karen Ura, we're saying Va'amar El Ha'isha, you have to speak to her. Meaning you have to speak in a language that she understands. Ideally, you should say it in Lashon Kodesh. If she doesn't understand Lashon Kodesh, say it in a language she understands. So the Karen Ura is suggesting that this is precisely a machlokas between the two girsels. Whether there's a din l'chatchila in Lashon Kodesh. If you go back to Amar Aleph for a minute. So we saw on the Gilyon of the Gemara, on the side of the Gemara, in Amar Aleph, we saw a question that Taisus in Taisus and Shavuos asked, which is, how come our Mishnah omits Shavuos Hadayonim? No? How come the Mishnah does not say Shavuos Hadayonim as one of the things that is Nemar B'chol Lashon? See, on the side of the Gemara, it says, V'hadol otani masnishan Shavuos Hadayon, Shavuos bitoy, look in Taisus and Shavuos. That's what it says on the side of the Gemara. We discussed this a little bit. Did we? I don't remember. I think we did. I'm guessing that we did. So, Taisus asks the Kashan Shavuos, how come we don't say Shavuos Hadayonim? Okay. The Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph of Shavuos quotes his Rebbeim, that his Rebbeim said that Shavuos Hadayonim is only said in Hebrew, in Lashon HaKodesh. Which is exactly the opposite of what Taisus is understanding. Right? Taisus is saying, and Taisus is proving it from a Gemara there in Shavuos Daf Lamites, that Shavuos Hadayonim is B'chol Lashon, yet the Rambam quotes from his Rebbeim that Shavuos Hadayonim is only in Lashon Kodesh. So the Lechem Mishnah answers that the Rebbeim of the Rambam are not merely against the Gemara. Of course, you can say Shavuos Hadayonim in any language, but l'chatchila, Shavuos Hadayonim has to be in Lashon Kodesh. Ab initio, l'chatchila, it has to be in Lashon Kodesh. And therefore, says the Lechem Mishnah, that answers why Shavuos Hadayonim is not in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah lists the cases that of stuff that said Bechol Lashon. Aye, how come we don't list Shavuos Hadayonim, which is Nemar Bechol Lashon? Zuck the Lechem Mishnah, because all the cases of our Mishnah, you could say Bechol Lashon Lechatchila. But Shavuos Hadayonim, you don't say Lechatchila Bechol Lashon. Shavuos Hadayonim Lechatchila should be said in Lashon Kodesh. Again, perhaps the idea is to make it more serious, to scare the people, whatever it is, it sounds like much more formal. If you say a Shavuot in Portuguese, it's not as scary. Yeah, Shavuot Hadayonim, we want to scare the people. We light candles, you hold a Sefer Torah. Right, it's serious business. We don't take Shavuot anymore in Beis Din, no? In our Beis Din process, I once was sitting with a Dayan on the court case, on a Din Torah, and the Dayan is like, oh, in this case, he says, you should really be chayiv a Shavua, and since we don't do Shavuas anymore, so the Rishonim speak about how you buy out a Shavua, and you have to spend a certain amount of money not to give a Shavua, and I remember the other Dayan, like, what are you talking about? Like, this is not the way we do DNA Torah in America.
You can buy out a Shavua?
Huh?
You can pay money to avoid having to say a Shavua.
Again, we don't give any Shavuas today, because the idea of a Shavua is that you should be so scared to swear that obviously you're telling the truth. But unfortunately, we live in a world that people don't have enough Yiras Shamayim. No? Next topic. People don't have enough Yiras Shamayim because people don't have enough Yiras Shamayim. So therefore, we don't do Shavuas anymore because someone will swear falsely. And the whole purpose of a Shavua is to scare the person Right? Because we assume that people are mamish scared, they never swear falsely, chas v'chalila. So that's why we don't do shvuas anymore, because in our world, they will swear falsely. But again, but just to review what I'm saying, 1 second, Sarah, to review what we're saying over here is like this. The Lechem Mishnah says that the reason why shvuas hadayonim is not included in our Mishnah is because all the cases in our Mishnah l'chatchila can be done b'chol lashon. But shvuas hadayonim l'chatchila is done in biblical Hebrew. Only b'di'eved is it b'chol lashon. That means that the Lechem Mishnah is taking a stand on this dispute between Rashi and the Girsa of our Gemara. And he's agreeing with the Girsa of our Gemara that l'chatchila you could do these things b'chol lashon, etc. Ms. Engel.
How does that fit with our way of resolving Rashi from before, that there are distinctions in category between the different things that are Ne'amar and B'chol Lashon? Because it seems like the Chumash is saying, like, nope, everything is said. Like,
correct. It would not fit with our approach within Rashi from earlier. That's correct. I'm going on different levels. So we have our approach in Rashi before, and I'm going to confuse matters even more in approximately 45 seconds. Because this is what my job is. I remember when I was in Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, so I was in KBY, and my Rebbe was Rav Blachman. I walked over to him, like, one of the first days of Yeshiva. I said, Rebbe, like, I'm more confused at the end of Shir than I was at the beginning. So he says, good. I'm like, well, what's going on here? He's like, no, my job is to make you confused. I happen to think that that's not correct. I don't think that's a good mahalach and chinuch. But sometimes having an advanced level of understanding that leaves you able to identify particular questions and know that you have particular problems does reflect real understanding of the sugya. A shallow understanding of the sugya when you're not aware of problems is not good. But a more sophisticated understanding of the sugya when you're sensitive to the problems is much better. Make sense? Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. Can I ask one of you to read? Is anyone willing to do this? I see smiles, smirks. See lots of eyes down to try to avoid my gaze because maybe I'll call on you. Okay, if people are scared to read, I'll read it. But I'd like to, maybe as the semester goes on, maybe call on some of you to read. I think it's an important skill, especially if you're going to be teaching. I hope that some of you will go on to, like, teach Gemara. If you're going to end up teaching, you have to pronounce the words properly, and you have to be really fluent in it. If you sound like you're just off the boat from Portugal, it won't work well in the classroom.
I can read, I'm just not sure where we are.
Yeah, me too.
I'm lost in the page.
Okay, so we're on Amud Beis. Tanu Rabbanan is the third line into the Gemara. Sarit, do you want to go first?
Sure. Tanu Rabbanan. Mashmi'in ata b'chol lashon shehi shamad.
Okay. Would it translate that?
You have to, like, deliver the
and you, right, exactly, very good. The lashon of this Gemara is mashmi'in ota, not mashbi'in ota. You notice that? Mashmi'in means you deliver the message. You deliver the message in any language that she understands. B'chol lashon she shoma'at. Weiter, keep on reading.
Alman hi shota, v'man hi shota, alman nit'met.
Okay, right? You say why she's drinking, with what she is drinking, why did she become tamea, how did she become tamea, we explain all of these things. Weiter, go on. Al-mahi shota.
Al-aske kinoi.
Kinoi ustira. Okay, what's kinoi ustira? People were in the shul last semester. Right, warning her not to be secluded and being secluded. That's the reason why she is drinking the water is because of kinui and stira. Zakt Rashi, that she engaged in a certain amount of pritzus, which causes her to drink the sota water. Even if she's innocent, she's not such a tzaddikas. Because the fact is, she was secluded with a man, she's in violation of an iser yichud, no matter what, no? So, Amahi shota al iske kino yistira. So we announce why she's drinking because of the kino yistira. Uba mehi shota, continue Sarit.
Uba mehi shota be makeda shalcharesh.
Right? Cheres is earthenware. What does she drink with? She drinks with, what's makeda shel cheres?
Like
it's a really disgusting jug. An earthenware jug. Earthenware, unlike other materials, we know this from Hilchos Chanukah, that you're not allowed to light Neiros Chanukah more than one night in an earthenware jug because it gets yucky. I don't know better way of saying it, right? Earthenware gets yucky after it's been used. So we make the sota drink with a disgusting cup, a makeda shel cheres. Okay. Almanit mate? Viter, Sarit?
Almanit mate. Al aske schok v'yaldot.
V'yaldot. Right? How did she become tamea? Al iske schok v'yaldot. Because she was childish. She's playing around. She's having too much fun. Right? In other words, you want people to be mature. Uba mehinit mate.
Uba mehinit mate pishogeg obamezid the onis ogoratzon.
Right.
Should
you keep going? Yeah. How did she become Tamea? Shogig, Mezid, Onis, Ratzin, whatever it is. V'kokach lama? V'kokach
lama,
shalolah
hotzi, laz, al mayim hamarim.
Good. Why do you have to go through all of the halachos of the drinking of the water? Zakt Rashi, Dibar Masa, v'kokach lama. Right? How come you have to go through all the halachos of shogig, Mezid, Onis, Ratzin? Kokach lama lana lahodia behuchos hamayim, bish lama hanach kamaisa mishum vinivasru kol hanashim, elahach lama. I understand that the earlier statements in the Gemara, the statement of drinking with a yucky earthenware container, the statement of bameh, that she became Tamea because of Kino Yustira, because of Pritzus, whatever. I understand those statements is because of Vini Vasru Kalanashim. That's a pasuk in Yechezkel. What does Vini Vasru Kalanashim mean? What's the shorash of Vini Vasru?
Vasar, like news?
Like Musar.
Oh.
Vini Vasru Kalanashim, right? All the women will take Musar. So the earlier cases, I understand, in order to take Musar. But why do you have to tell me about shogig mezid einis ratzin? So the Gemara says shalo lahotzi laz on the mayim, which means what?
Read Rashi.
Read Rashi, or tell me what Rashi says outside.
Because if it was b'shogig, she's not the mayim arim are going to work, or if it was b'onis, it's not going to work. So people might think, there's an issue with the mayim arim, but it's not that there's an issue with the mayim arim,
it's
that they weren't supposed to work in that case.
And okay, so shalo lahotzi laz, I think you got it 97% correct, but there's one nekud I think that you didn't get. Look at Rashi. Let's read the Rashi carefully. Shalo lahotzi laz, she'im nitmeit b'onis o shogeges. If she became Tamea, Ba'ones, or Shogeg, Velo Nivdekes, Shalota He Sivura. What does Shalota He Sivura mean?
She shouldn't
think that had I been bemazed, it still wouldn't have checked me. No, ma'am. You should know the reason why it didn't check you is because you were Shogeg. Okay, so now let's take this Gemara apart for a second. There are two reasons why we are mashmi'a. Right? Remember, mashbi'a is the mashbi'a sounds like the shavua of the saita. That's what we've been talking about until now. But there are two reasons why we are mashmi'a, why we announce it. One reason is v'nivasru kol hanoshim, to give everybody musar. And the second reason is shalalahitzi laz al hamayim. Second reason is not to cast dispersions on the Mayim Hamorim. meaning?
It's really about her stuff.
So the reason of Shlomo HaTzilaz is about the woman herself, is about the Sota herself, or the potential Sota herself. But the reason of V'nivasru Kol HaNoshim is about everyone. Back to our discussion. Does it have to be a language that she understands or not? What would you say, ladies?
Yes.
What yes?
It does have to be in a lesson that she understands.
What has to be in the lesson that she understands?
What the coin is being mashmiya.
Not all of the being mashmiya. Only the part about shogeg, mezer, ones, ratzon. Only those parts which are shalola, hotzilaz, al hamayim. Only that part has to be understood by her. But the rest of it, right, doesn't have to be understood by the woman herself. Because there's a lot of the Saita stuff which is there just for Vini Vasru Kol HaNoshim. Apparently, the Gemara says earlier in the first Perek that they used to make a big procedure, Lahavdil, 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 in Iran when they kill people. They invite everybody to come and watch. Lahavdil, Lahavdil, Lahavdil. But Vini Vasru Kol HaNoshim means they'd like hang up big signs in all the newspapers. Everyone should come. There's a potential Sota. Come, it's a Musar opportunity. Right? Now, for that, V'nivasru Kol HaNoshim, I'm saying it a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but the point is, for V'nivasru Kol HaNoshim, that all the women who are present should know, she doesn't have to understand herself. Because the point in some of these statements is for other people to take Musar. So I would argue, okay, so here is the complicated world according to Schwartz. Right? We had the whole discussion. Does she have to understand the language or not? So it begins with a question about the Girsa in the Mishnah. Is the Girsa in the Mishnah Elo Ne'amarim B'Lashonam or B'Chol Lashon? And then we noted that maybe you could have the Girsa in the Mishnah B'Chol Lashon, but that Girsa in the Mishnah does not apply to every single case in the Mishnah. Maybe Saita is B'Lashonam that you have to understand. And then we further modify that statement. We're like turning the screw tighter and tighter. We're further modifying the statement and we're saying, you know what? Parts of the Sota process, she does not have to understand. Right? We asked the question of absurdity. We've been dealing with like all semester so far. How could it be that she doesn't understand? You know the answer? Sie darf nicht verstanden. She doesn't have to understand because certain parts of the process are V'nivasru Kol HaNoshim. Certain parts of the process are to scare everybody else. Lo ra'ita yatzeh b'shum sefer, aval nira lefin yaitaiti, shezeh nachon. Okay, do I have to translate that into Portuguese? Here we got it. Good? Okay. Shaloi lahitzi laz al hamayim, Rashi writes that she should not think negatively about the water. Oh, okay. Weiter. So not only is Pasha Sota Nemar B'chol Lashon, but Vidui Maiser is Nemar B'chol Lashon. What is Vidui Maiser? We discussed this when we read the Mishnah. Like we had a problem with Rashi. What is Vidui Maiser? What's the scenario in the Chumash? Parshas Kisavo? Vidui Maiser? Sorry?
You have to verbally account for all of the Maser.
You have to verbally account. You have to say, you know what? I did what I was supposed to do. I did everything properly. I got rid of it. We pointed out that Vidui Maiser is done by Pesach of year 4. But for some reason, Rashi in the Mishnah said it's done b'shana hashlishis. It's done in the third year. That was a shverkeit. That was a difficulty in Rashi. Zakti Gemara, vidui ma'iser. How do you know it's done b'chol lashon minolon? How do you know? Dichsev va'amarta lefnei Hashem alokecha biyarti akodesh min abayis v'yalef amira misota v'chol lashon shu omer. The pasuk says that you should say the amarta lifnei Hashem Elokecha. We're saying that just like it says ve'amar by Saita, So the word v'amarta by vidui ma'aser means that both of them are done b'chol lashon. Again, we also have a problem that vidui ma'aser is only done where?
Yerushalayim.
In Yerushalayim. What language they speak in Yerushalayim?
Hebrew.
Right? This beer, what? So I think vidui ma'aser does not have to be done in the Beis HaMikdash. It can be done anywhere in Yerushalayim. But you could say that since the Sanhedrin Gedolah was chetzio b'kodesh, chetzio b'chol, right? It's not bad, but
right.
Again, the bi'ur halacha is getting more and more difficult as we go on. No, if you assume they can only speak you can only say it in French in France, so it is hard to understand both Parshas Sota and Vidui Ma'aser. I think Rav Yitzchak Kuttner's kasha is very strong. Okay, so we learn Amira Misota, it's like a Gezeira Shava, that you can do it b'chol lashon. Amalei Razvid la'abaya. V'leilaf amira milavim malahalam b'lashon hakodesh afkan b'lashon hakodesh. Right, the Gemara or the Mishnah said that one of the things that is done dafka b'lashon hakodesh is the brachos uklalos. Right, the brachos uklalos by har gerizim and har evil. So the Gemara says, in fact, the Gemara Kasha, if you're learning a Gezeira Shava of Amira, so why are you learning Amira from Sota? Learn Amira from Har Gerizim and Har Eval, from the Levium, and therefore it would have to be in Lashon HaKodesh, not B'chol Lashon. So the Gemara answers, let's go, Chevra. Donin, Amira Gredosa, me Amira Gredosa. The Ein Donin Amira Gredosa, me aniya va amira. Who wants to explain that line to me? Gezeira shavas are supposed to be as exact as possible. So since by vidui ma'aser the Torah only has the lashon amira, it does not say aniya and amira. Aniya is like you respond, amira is like you say it. The Gemara is going to say in a few minutes that when you have Aniya and Amira together, it means that you say it loud. So we will learn Vidui Ma'aser from Sota, because both by Sota and Vidui Ma'aser, the Torah only says Amira. Whereas by the Parsha of the Levium, the Torah says Aniya va'Amira. And since it says Aniya va'Amira, so therefore we do not learn Vidui Ma'aser from the Parsha of the Levium. That's what the Gemara says. So far, so good. Tanya, Rashbi Omer. Adam Omer Shevacho Bekol Namuch Ugenuso Bekoram. Isn't this a beautiful Musar Vart? Adam Omer Shevacho Bekol Namuch. Right? When you praise yourself, when you say something good about yourself, say it, not so loud. But you want to say genuso, you want to say, listen, I made a mistake. Then that you should say b'koram. That you should say out loud. Shivacho b'kol namoch, we learn from vidui ma'aser. Genuso b'koram, we learn mimikra bikurim. Who wants to explain this to me? Shvacha b'kol namach is from vidui ma'aser. Don't be scared. You could say it.
B'yati
ha'kodesh min ha'bayis. It's a great thing. Right? Asisi k'chol asher tzivisani. I did everything. You know, Dr. Lim once gave a sermon about... forgot which chassidish rebbe. And the Chassidish Rebbe is on his deathbed. And the Talmidim come in, and they say, Rebbe, you know, you're about to leave this world. You have to say Vidui. And the Rebbe looks up, and he says, my entire life, every day I learn Torah to the best of my ability. I never missed davening with a minyan. I never spoke Lashon Hara. And like the Talmidim are like, dude, Rebbe, like, say Vidui. So he goes on. He says, I never ate anything with a questionable hashgacha. I never. He's like, he's saying, vidoy. And the Talmidim are going like nuts. Rebbe, say vidoy. So the answer is, no, I am saying vidoy. Vidoy meiser is a type of vidoy, no? Sometimes confessing can mean admitting honestly what you do right. There's a singer in Israel, Yishai Ribo. Anyone knows Yishai Ribo? You know his Avoda song? Right? This is exactly what Yishai Ribo's Avoda song is about, no? It's about Vidoy Meiser. Vidoy Meiser is, it's called Vidoy in the Torah, but I'm saying, Asisi Kachal Asher Tzivi Sani. I'm saying I did all the things that the Rabbanu Shalom wanted from me. If you don't know Yishai Ribo's Avoda song, which by the way I did not know until like 3 weeks ago, and one of my friends gave me Musar. He said, like, do you have Spotify? So I'm like, what is Spotify? So he's like, okay, I'm from the medieval ages. I don't know these things. But so they introduced me. I still don't have Spotify, but you can find Yishai Ribo's song on YouTube also if you're interested. Apparently he's like a sensation, no? Okay, so in his Avoda song, he first, basically, one of the yesodos of Judaism is, and I think this is true in psychology as well, that if you beat yourself up and you say, I'm bad, you're never going to improve. You have to have a certain amount of actual awareness of what you do right. To recognize, you know what, I'm capable of doing good, and therefore I'm capable of improvement. The idea of a positive vidui is not a crazy idea. The idea of a positive vidui, like this vidui mais idea, it's not ignoring what you did wrong, but it's taking an honest appraisal of who I am, and therefore, because I take an honest appraisal of who I am, I might say something about this. In a few minutes, depending on how that conversation goes. But because I take an honest appraisal of who I am, therefore I'm able to really do tshuva, because I know I'm capable of doing some stuff good. A person could be miyayish. If the person thinks that I'm terrible, I do everything wrong, you'll give up on Yiddishkeit. So Yishai Ribo's song is a very important lesson in how to properly do tshuva. You have to also recognize the Rabbanu Shalom loves me, I do stuff well, right? Yes, I can improve, of course. Oh. I remember one year Rav Aaron Kahn gave a Musar Shmuz in the Beis Medrash of YU before Ben Kessel HaAsar. And the Musar Shmuz, I just remember this line, the Musar Shmuz, he asked, now how come when we say Vidui on Yom Kippur, we do it like a chant? Doesn't sound like upbeat, no? You would think that you'd have more of like a Litvisha dirge as the tune for Oshamnu Bogadnu, but it's upbeat. It's a happy song. You could imagine like some Rebbe singing it at a tish. What's the pshat? So if Kahn said the same idea as Yishai Ribo, the same idea as, oh, it was Remendel Zlachev. That's who the Hasidic Rebbe was. Remendel Zlachev was on his deathbed, and he's the one who gave this chiddush of vidui meiser being a form of vidui. But Zakti Gemara, when I speak about what I do well, when I speak about vidui meiser, I should say shvacho bekol namuch. When I speak about Asisi Kuchal Asher Tzivi Soni, I did everything properly. Don't say that too loud. But Genusai Bikoram, I learned from Mikra Bikurim. What's Mikra Bikurim? What's Genusa Bikoram by Mikra Bikurim?
We were
idol worshippers. Arami Oved Avi, right? The beginning of the Haggadah. Right, we're misvada that Lavan ha'arami, who's the elder Zeda, right? Lavan is our great grandfather. He was a Rasha. So we're speaking about the genus. When I speak about the genus, I say it out loud. I say bekoram. When I speak about my shevach, bekol namuch. My genus, I say bekoram. And I learned that from Mikra Bikurim, because by Mikra Bikurim, unlike by Vidoy Maiser, by Mikra Bikurim it says, V'anisa v'amarita. By Vidoy Maiser, the Torah only says, V'amarita. If it only says, V'amarita, you say it in a low voice. But by Mikra Bikurim, that says, V'anisa v'amarita, you say it in a high voice, in a loud voice. Temi?
Yeah, I was going to ask a question. V'anisa, doesn't it usually mean like, answer?
Respond,
like,
to answer.
Now we're saying here it means like...
So, here's the thing. It can't mean respond over here because no one's... You can only respond when someone said something to you.
Yeah, okay.
Right? So the word v'anisa seems not to fit. The teretz is... Right?
Speak loudly.
It means speak loudly. Nachon. Okay, Chevra. Should have a good Shabbos. I just want to break now because it's 8:20. This is when we break anyway. And should have a good Shabbos. Next week, we'll begin with the discussion of saying Shemona Esrei silently or out loud, which is actually relevant lahalacha. And we'll continue our study of Torah, and our knowledge of Judaism will hopefully increase.